Welcome to Chain Reaction by Capital Copilot, your daily dose of the latest in cryptocurrency news, market insights, and blockchain trends. Let's get started. Bitcoin is trading around $103,000 after a recent surge hit a wall below $104,000. Derivatives markets weigh on price, yet on-chain data show most wallets in profit. AAVE jumped by 7.4%. And Ethereum gained 2.9% in the CoinDesk 20 Index's rise of 1.3%. Galaxy Digital's CEO predicts a breakout beyond 120 to 130,000 if price clears 107,000. Now let's get into the details. Traditional allocators shook up positions as Wisconsin's pension fund sold its $350 million Bitcoin ETF stake, while Abu Dhabi's sovereign wealth arm added more shares. Singapore's Basel Medical plans to add $1 billion of Bitcoin to its balance sheet, and Brazil's Melius snapped up $28 million in Bitcoin as part of a treasury strategy. In the UK, Coincilium raised over £1 million to establish its own Bitcoin reserve amid a record surge in trading volumes. Governments and cities are exploring Bitcoin reserves too. Ukraine's lawmakers are drafting a bill to formalize its existing $4.8 billion reserve, and Panama City's mayor hinted at a municipal Bitcoin fund after meeting El Salvador advisors. Moody's historic downgrade of US credit to AA1 overnight has further underscored Bitcoin's safe haven narrative. On Capitol Hill, the Senate prepares a key vote on the Genius Act, aiming to regulate payment stablecoins and bar big tech from issuing tokens. The CFTC will shrink to two commissioners after Christy Goldsmith Romero exits at the end of May, and Ripple's settlement with the SEC was rejected for procedural flaws, keeping its long-running lawsuit alive. Development continues on the protocol front. Liquidium rebranded and launched a revenue-tied staking model that propelled LIQ token up over 70%. Alchemy acquired Solana builder Dexterlab to simplify cross-chain development, and DeFi Development Corp partnered with Bonk to co-run a Solana validator while adding more SOL tokens. Market Making lost its blind trust too after the Movement Labs and Mantra scandals exposed hidden contracts and off-market deals. Firms now demand full disclosure of token grants and side agreements before underwriting liquidity. Wellness is finding a crypto on-ramp as Moonwalk Fitness lets users bet steps with stablecoins and meme coins, while some games like Solana's Nayan Heroes shut down amid funding woes. Dogwifat climbed 50% last week, eyeing $1.50, and Dogecoin hovers at 22 cents, with mixed analyst views on its next move. Security stories shake confidence from France enhancing protections after a string of crypto kidnappings, to Paraguay foiling a minor heist and deporting suspects. An Alabama man was sentenced for hacking the SEC's social account to falsely pump Bitcoin, underscoring ongoing threats. Coinbase shares are thriving despite a $20 million ransom demand and SEC probe as inclusion in the S&P 500 triggered an 18% rally. Kraken embeds its exchange in Bunky to tap 17 million customers, proving competition is only a click away. That's a wrap for today's edition of Chain Reaction by Capital Copilot. We hope you're feeling more informed and ready to navigate the cryptoverse. Until next time, keep your digital wallets ready.